How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
In a rare move, a key city council panel today rejected Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's budget proposal far ahead of the December 31st deadline to pass a plan. Critics say that sends a clear message to the mayor to go back to the drawing board, while Johnson defiantly doubled down. The main sticking point has been a controversial head tax that would charge large companies a monthly $21 per employee. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel is at Chicago City Hall to break it all down for us. Mariah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And tell us what happened today.
So the council's finance committee rejected Johnson's spending plan by a vote of 10 to 25, 25 against, and that is a pretty wide margin. On top of that, this is really early in the game for a budget vote to take place in the first place. Believe it or not, Johnson was the one who pushed for this vote today, which was perhaps a bit of a political miscalculation on his part. His own finance chair, Pat Dowell, said last week that she does not support the budget with a head tax in any form. Johnson made some changes to the tax that apparently did not appease critics. First, he said he'll change the threshold so that it would only affect companies with 200 plus employees, but then changed that, dropped it back down to 100, and said he'd create a small business grant fund with some of the revenue. But none of that worked over a mad dash weekend of vote whipping. And in fact, even some of his own allies said that all the back and forth and new proposals last minute put a sour taste in their mouths about supporting this budget today.
Yeah, and you said it was kind of a political miscalculation. Some of Johnson's own allies helped vote this down. How come?
Well, simply, they didn't want to rush a vote on a $16.6 billion spending plan, they said. You know, Johnson did introduce this plan in mid-October, but like I said, as of last week, it had some pretty significant changes, including those head tax tweaks. A handful of Johnson's allies did try to save him the rejection by moving to delay a vote entirely today, but that motion failed. And you know, of course, 10 people did vote for this budget. They agree with the mayor's administration that alders have had enough time to vet this proposal. And they accuse opponents who are calling for cuts in efficiencies in place of a head tax of playing politics. And, you know, they're claiming that it's not about needing more time or finding more efficiencies. It's about defending corporate interests.
Mara, I'm curious how the mayor is interpreting this pretty significant rejection.
Yeah, at a news conference today after the vote, like you said, Johnson doubled down. You know, the corporate head tax, which would raise $100 million annually, he says, is his way of avoiding a property tax increase. And today, he said he will veto any budget that includes a property tax hike. He also said he'll reject any plan with a garbage collection fee or a grocery tax, two ideas that have been floated. And as for finding cuts in efficiencies, his budget director has repeatedly said that any more cuts to the budget will affect public safety positions in police and fire departments. And Johnson said he'd veto any budget that cuts police spending too. As for today's rejecting vote, you know, Johnson said something along the lines of, if you think I'm afraid of a no vote, you don't know me very well. I'm not afraid of no.
Sure. So where do we go from here?
Well, you know, obviously when it comes to politics, actions speak louder than words. So even if he was doubling down rhetorically today, we're all watching for what concessions he's willing to make in the coming weeks to get to 26 votes and pass his budget. You know, he said something like, I've done my part. The real question is, what can these alders who oppose this do? At some point, they're going to have to meet me halfway. But opposing alders are calling his bluff, saying they don't buy Johnson's claim that there are no more efficiencies or cuts to find in this budget. And this is all kind of reminiscent of last year, where alders unanimously rejected a property tax increase Johnson initially proposed, and they won that battle then. So, you know, the only thing I can say almost for sure is that Johnson will not meet his initial goal of passing this budget before Thanksgiving.
Mariah, thanks so much for the update.
Thanks for having me.
That's WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel talking about today's rejection of Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's budget proposal. This is WBEZ.